Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Youths encouraged to become agri-entrepreneurs. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Olly Shaw is encouraging young people to avoid negative influences and pursue establishing their own agribusinesses.
This is our country in which there are so many opportunities right now, waiting to be picked.
Mr. Shaw says he's encouraged by the spirit of initiative and enterprise being exhibited, noting that there is a great demand for products made in Jamaica worldwide.
One of the things that is manifestly clear to me that's happening right now is a whole new generation of young entrepreneurs emerging who are creating beautiful things. A whole range of sauces, spices, jams and jellies, wines.
Mr. Shaw was speaking recently at the Nokalva Agricultural School's valedictory service at the Mount Ward Methodist Church in Ramba, Hanover. Highlighting the successes of Nokalva Agricultural School alum Knut Sada, who is involved in agriculture and food processing, Mr. Shaw says numerous entrepreneurial opportunities exist within the sector.
He processes things like ackees, can them and export them and earn foreign exchange. He does sauces, he does jerk seasoning, he does a whole lot of processed foods that are not just sold in Jamaica, they are also exported to foreign countries, United States, England, all Canada, all over the place.
Mr. Shaw says the government is working to ensure that special areas for agro-processing are created. He adds that the government is committed to helping agri-entrepreneurs to access loans at low interest rates to help them grow their businesses. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC has introduced an early bird service from the Spanish Town Bus Terminal and Central Village. The service is available from 4:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on the 21, 21B, 22, 22A, and 23 bus routes. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. There is no disease that time can't cure. Translation: there is no disease that time cannot cure. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your one. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. One's business.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, time is the master. Everything will fall into place. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.